Good evening, everybody. It's not just wonderful to be able to say you're saved. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, Lord, I think it's wonderful just to be able to get up here this evening. And I want to thank the pastor for giving me the opportunity to be able to testify for my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. 54 years ago, I gave my life to the Lord. But first of all, I'd like to read a portion of Scripture. You know, when I was growing up, and still am, is dyslexic. I found it very difficult to read. I could not spell. And for a long time, I couldn't even write my own name. But I want to read this here, first of all, before I give my testimony. It's in Romans 5, starting at verse 8. But God commendeth his love to us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. I said, I gave my life to the Lord when I was 12 years of age. But I need to tell you what kind of a life I was leading up until that damn first 12 years. I was an accomplished thief at the age of 12. And I'm ashamed to say what I'm going to say, but it has to be said. I stole from my mother's purse. I stole my father's wallet. I stole out of my grandfather's purse. I couldn't be left where there was money or I would have stole it. But I'm not going to dwell on that. The other thing about my young life was I was violent. When I used to go to my grandfather's place, I used to get bullied and picked on and beaten. And when my granddad found out, he was a boxer in the army. He got me by the scruff of the neck and he threw me out onto the street and he says, don't you come back until you have beat them. Well, I learned to fight. And I had to learn to fight. But the worst of that was, I would have fought with fingernails. It took very little to start me off. So, I wasn't brought up in a Christian home. My father and mother, they sent me to church or to Sunday school. I very seldom went because I hated it. I hated the teachers. I hated the superintendent. I hated everything about it. So I didn't go too often. But something very strange happened one Sunday dinner time. It must have been near the close of the Sunday schools coming up in the summertime. Because it was a beautiful sunny afternoon. And I took a notion, I would go to Sunday school in Queen Street Methodist. That's where I was brought up. But it was away at the other side of the town. But off I went, and I told nobody where I was going. I went, and you know something, I enjoyed that Sunday school. I enjoyed that Sunday school teacher. And the funny thing about it, that Sunday school teacher's younger sister married my older brother. So we're still in contact with her. But when I gave my life, I started going to Sunday school, and it was over a couple of weeks after it, I went to Lurgan Elam Pentecostal Church. And I gave my life to the Lord that very first night that I went. And you know, I fell so much in love with the Lord that when I left that church on a Sunday night, I used to kick to my heels and run as hard as my legs would carry me down to the busmen's meeting down in the middle of the town and a wee hut down a gateway. And that went for a couple of years. And for some reason, I don't know, I've tried to remember, tried to think about what, but I fell away from the Lord for over 20 years. Now, I'm not going to go into what happened then because I haven't got the time. But I had got married. I had a young girl, 12, 13 years of age, and a wee boy, 6. But the young girl, she went to Bethany Free Presbyterian Church all the time and all the meetings. And I used to go down on a Sunday and call them some names down there because she was late coming home for her dinner. But the Reverend Kenny Elliott come to our house for a visit, and he got me to promise I would go to church on the Sunday. We met Sunday night, but I didn't want to go. My Sunday night was in Shamrock Park with a pint, a game of darts or a game of pool, or else over the Lurgan Legion to gamble on the cards. And I was thinking, how on earth can I get out of this, because I've given this man my word and I like to keep my word. So, I came up with a great, it was nice, smart. I came up with a great idea. I go Sunday morning instead. And I went on Sunday morning. But you know, I enjoyed the service. I enjoyed the service. And I wanted to go back on the Sunday night. I can remember what the Reverend Kenny Elliott was preaching on. It was, I'm almost persuaded. I can't remember where he preached from, but I remembered that. And like Margaret was saying in her testimony, she felt God was saying, this is your last chance. Well, God was saying to me, there's something similar, but he was also saying, I picked it up when he still talked to me, it's now, sir, or never, or I'm going to kill you. But it was later on I realized what God was actually saying. God was saying, I'm going to take my hand of protection off you. Excuse me for drinking, but the diabetes need it. So I wondered what he meant. But I'm making that decision. I'll come back to that in a second. But that decision of giving my life back to the Lord cost me my marriage. The 2 children were taken from me. But we just, a couple of friends, we just seek the Lord in prayer, and not fasting, but just seek the Lord and use the house for meetings. And after a few weeks, I got my children back. Well, I understood then what God had been saying that night when he took the hand of protection off me, was going back 15 years, I stole my father's sleeping tablets, and I took twice the lethal dose of Mondrake sleeping tablets. My friend come to the house, and my wife had told him I'd taken tablets. He didn't believe her. And they couldn't get me wakened. So he went to get a phone. There wasn't a phone box working. On his way to try and get a phone box, he got his car rode off. When the police come, he told the police what was going on. The ambulance come and took me away. Sometimes, you know, I think it was around about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. My brother's not here anymore to tell me. But they were all in the hospital. And my father asked the doctor, what to do. He says, I'm sorry, there's nothing more we can do for him. He's only got an hour or two in life. But my brother went then and he started to pray to our Savior. And when he started to pray, I believe it was God put the desire for life back into me. And I fought that. And I come around 2 days later and I'm still here. The second time was, I was a radiographer in a pipeline. He used to take the x-rays of the welds of the pipes. And this evening, all the workers had gone. There was still one more pipe to take an x-ray off. I could have left that the morning. It didn't matter. But I decided I would do it that night. And there's 2 of us. And I was standing with the x-ray isotope. And my friend was the other side of the pipe. And he looked at me and said, sir, jump. And he jumped that row. So I jumped that way as well for some reason. And the bank fell in where I was. It would have pinned me to the pipe. So I tried to get my isotope out. I got it out. As soon as I got out, melted away, the whole lot came down. I would have been buried alive. The next time God had his hand on me was I was driving a lorry from McDonald's Furniture. On my, there wasn't enough work for my lorry, so what they done was they took the helpers inside and the two drivers went together. And we'd done our delivery in Banbridge. We're heading off to Newcastle. I put my feet up to have a kip. And Brian hit a telegraph pole. And I went out through the windscreen. And I walked away. So I believe that was God keeping his hand on me. I had left God, but God had never left me. My Saviour is so faithful. So faithful. But when I'll sit down shortly. You know, my Savior's been so good. It was 2000, I think it was. Wasn't it? I also went for the operation. I had taken angina, and the doctor in the hospital said he wanted me over in London within a week. It took 4 weeks to get me there. I went for a triple bypass, only got a double bypass. But, you know, the people that knew me and over the country where they didn't know me, people were praying that I would have a quick recovery. Now, I had that operation and I was back home in 8 days. Now, what's the way of us about that? At that particular time in the Norton Hospital, there was other people from Stavanger got their operation the same time as me. They were there 70 days. They all got infections. I didn't. And I believe that was God answering the prayer to the people praying that I have a quick recovery. And I thank my Saviour. And I love my Saviour. He's been good to me. I have not been good to him. I have failed him so many times. But I'm glad now that my Saviour, if I start to drift away, he is the good shepherd. Amen. And he comes and he gets me and he brings me back. He doesn't let me get too far away anymore, thank God. The last thing I'm going to say is, I was on my own for a long time. I got my children reared. I reared them by myself. And I got them reared. And then I was on my own. And then God done a wonderful thing. He gave me a good wife. She hasn't been well for a lot of years. But she was first class. I couldn't have had a better wife. And I just want to thank God and just thank the opportunity to have given to testify for my Saviour. You know, I said in the old people's home the other day, I have cried many a tear from my saved of pain and misery. But you know something? I have cried 10 times more tears of joy. Of joy. You know, when I read this book, what way, as best as I can read it, I can find nothing in it but the love of Jesus. Mostly in the New Testament for me, because my reading's not good enough to read a lot of the Old Testament. But God taught me to read, because I'm going to sit down when I sit this guy, I go on too long. When I got given my life to the Lord, I couldn't read at all. And I hadn't got a Bible. But somewhere along the line, I got a New Testament. And I got my nose in it and started to do my best to read on it. And in fairness, learning to read. And I believe it was God was teaching me to read. And honestly think I would have been a better reader if I hadn't got myself lost and walked away from Jesus. So I'm going to sit down now and just thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you.